Welcome back, everyone, to Total Nonstop Impact, Impact Talk for Impact fans right here on YouTube and Twitch every week. Oh, well, we got a different crew here tonight, but that's okay.
Really switching it up.
We're switching it up. We're missing a few people, but we found someone from across the way. He's down here now. All the way from the UK, man, are his arms tired. We got Bison here. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thanks for having me on again this week.
What time is it there?
It is currently 03:21, so 3:21 in the morning.
Dear God, you maniac. Well, we want you to stick around for the whole thing, but just in case you have to duck out, just please let me know. It's all good, brother.
No worries. No worries.
Because I know you got a family and business and all that kind of stuff to take care of.
all that real life crap. All I want to do is watch wrestling. What's going on?
Right? Right? All this adulting.
Jeez. I know. Being a parent. Ugh.
Alisa, how are you doing tonight?
Good. A little tired, but good.
We're here, right?
Just super busy.
Mayor, with a lovely little reminder for you here. 45 days left till Halloween.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
The decorations are slowly making their way out.
Right? I have mine up year-round. I got skulls. I got skeletons. I got many bones hanging out over here.
I have certain pieces that I leave out all year, but the super kitschy Halloween shit has to get put away.
Right? There you go. Violet subscribed on Twitch. Thank you so much. Subscribed for 13 months. That is awesome. You get a two sweet from the crew. Oh. Boom! Hell yeah. So tonight's Impact Wrestling is the go home for Victory Road this weekend. And it will do a little rundown of the card. It looks like they actually just updated it on impactwrestling.com. Thank you very much for doing that. Whoever did that. And so, yeah, we'll be running that down. Before we jump into all of tonight's stuff, let's go around the table here. What are we most excited for? Alisha, let's start with you.
Just the overall show.
Just everything.
Just everything. Keeping it real.
All right. Bison, what are you most excited for this weekend?
Victory Road, I reckon. Yeah, just in general. Oh, and spending time with my kids, of course.
Of course.
Well, you're not booking your kids on the card, are you? Jeez, what kind of parent are you? Yeah, of
course. Mind you, Boomer Bryson can kick some ass, I'll tell you that.
Let's not forget our youngest wrestler at Impact was 3 years old. 2 years old, maybe?
Right. Right.
Maxwell, was that King Maxwell?
I was going to say, was that a Hardy Jr.?
Maxwell, yeah. Maxwell, or whatever his name is. Yeah, that's right.
King Maxwell, yep.
Speaking of, before we jump into this, I just want to bring attention to, because I was helping produce this last episode of Impacted featuring all the T&I gentlemen from across the way in the UK. And we had a lovely guest on with us. Bison, why don't you just talk to her for about a minute and let people know how and why they should go check out your latest episode.
Oh, man, yeah, no. I mean, last weekend, I went to a Wrestle Carnival show, which is a brand spanking new promotion here in the UK. You know, the guy is run by a guy called Gary Ward. Good guy. He's done some work with AEW and I believe a lot of work with Ring of Honor as well. I think he was involved in their UK tour they did a couple of years back, which is fantastic. But yeah, Gary's put together a very eclectic sort of kind of roster for Wrestle Carnival. One of them is a fantastic female talent called Alex Windsor. Now, Alex joined us on Impacted this week. We had a good sort of kind of 15, 20-minute chat with Alex. Unfortunately, she only had a short period of time. But I am planning on doing a full Bison Talks Impact discussion with her. Obviously, I know she's not an Impact talent, but you know, at the end of the day, who knows? In the future, she might well be. But the interesting thing with her is that in her career, she has faced Awesome Kong, Su Young, Rosemary, Ali. But when she was Cherry Bomb, I could just keep going and going and going. And right. if you're a UK wrestling fan here at the moment, you will know that the Knight family, she was trained by none other than Ricky Knight and Saraya Knight, who are the parents of the incredible Paige. So yeah. There you go. And she revealed on the show that before Paige headed out to start her career in the US, she'd had a couple of matches with her as well. So an up and coming talent, started at quite a young age. She's now only in her sort of kind of early mid-20s, and believe you me, this girl is a world-class professional wrestler. If you haven't seen any of her work, get checking it out on YouTube. There's some stuff on there. You know, she's done some stuff with Shimmer, you know, obviously a promotion over there in the US. She's done some stuff with Eve here in the UK, as well as many of the other, like Progress and all the, you know, all the bigger, you know, sort of European promotions. Well worth it. So go and check out Alex Windsor. If you want to find her on Twitter, it's at Hail Windsor. Okay, go and check her out, because believe you me, she's well worth it. Well worth it. And if you haven't watched Impacted yet from Wednesday, go and check it out, because she's on there.
I was just going to say, and make sure you check out the latest Impacted. So thank you, Bison.
No worries.
All right. So before we dive into everything, we're going to give a thank you to our Patreons really quick. And we'll be back in a second. Yeah, thank you so much to all our patrons. We noticed that some recently just upped their tier on the Patreon page. So thank you very much for doing that. And we'll be taking care of some of the special shows coming up real soon. We'll be lining those up, and we'll let you guys know ASAP when those are going to be coming out. But don't look for any After Dark tonight, because I think we're all pretty beat to hell. But we love doing those nonetheless. We'll take care of those soon. All right. So for tonight's Impact Wrestling, I'm not really going to do a news section tonight, because I kind of want to get through this, but I will mention this really quickly. Along with the updated card that we'll take care of at the end of the show. There is the Knockouts Knockdown. And I talked a lot about that over on that other little podcast called Smash's Podcast. But all the updates are on ImpactWrestling.com. Really looking forward to that show. That's coming up in October. In just less than a month, like, Oreo is so excited, she damn near fell off my computer. So, yeah, she's very excited about the Knockouts Knockdown event. I will say it was just announced that the announced team was going to be Mickey James and Veda Scott, I believe.
Yes.
And that's for commentary. And then the in-ring announcer is Melissa Santos. So her name's been in the news a little lately, but we won't get into that. but I can't wait to see what kind of card they put together for that. And those matches, I think, happened today at the tapings. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's what happened. Front Row Bill's going to be there. I know he's going to be there for all the tapings.
He's everywhere.
He is. He's a maniac. He's just a modern day, you could say, road warrior. What else? Oh, real quick update on the roster here. Heard this earlier today. Rhino re-signed a new multi-year deal with Impact Wrestling. Great news.
Nice.
Gore.
That's great news.
Oreo just, you know, trying to give my shoulder a gore of its. Thanks for popping in there, Oreo. Damn.
Actually, that's fantastic news. I think Rhino is one of those guys that is just so solid. He puts in good performances and he's good on the mic, and you know, he's just one of those great guys I expect to have sort of kind of hanging around in the locker room as well. You know, offering advice, and you know, I think that's great. It's good news.
Yeah, he's a great veteran. And that's one thing I've said almost every week, depending on who we're talking about. When Impact Wrestling brings back veterans, it's always someone that's not going to stink up the joint.
Yeah.
You know, from Rhino to bringing in someone like Christian Cage, who's going to proudly hold that title for, well, we don't know how long, to the knockouts that come back, like Taylor Wilde, to Johnny Swinger. That, you know, we jokingly talk about him every week, almost every week on the throwbacks. And it's the same guy, just a different gimmick. It's hilarious. Yes, Violet. Oreo is ecstatic for Rhino. Like I said, she had to, you know, just gore my shoulder as she was, you know, running me over. So, all right. So let's jump into tonight's Impact Wrestling. But follow the Smash This podcast and TNI for any updates on the upcoming shows like Knockouts, Knockdown, and such. All right. So BTI.
Can I just say something on this BTI thing quickly?
Sure, go ahead.
The match that was put on is not the match that they originally advertised. Because the original match that was originally advertised for this was actually Matt Cardona, Chelsea Green, whoever else it was, versus, now I've forgotten completely who it was, but it's not the original match, because we talked about this yesterday on Impacted, the original match that was advertised, and all of a sudden today they started advertising the match that actually ended up being on there, which was there was a different match advertised at the end of last week, or may have been Monday, actually. It may have gone out Monday. And then all of a sudden this one turned up. So I don't know what the hell went on there, but I don't know whether the other one possibly was a mistake. Because on Impact, we talked about as if, say, this was really random. We didn't understand where the match came from.
Well, that's weird, because I must have missed that, because I didn't see the other one. Maybe it just didn't, I don't know.
It was definitely up there.
But nonetheless, we got Falaba and No Way. I keep wanting to say Jose. Well, there I said it.
get it out of your system.
Yeah, right. At least for the time being. Versus Swinger and Hernandez.
Hernandez,
yes. I forgot about the Iceman intel. Excuse me. He mentions that there might be trouble in Violent by Design. And so that, yeah, that certainly ties into more stuff about Rhino there. Yeah. And were you going to say something, Alicia?
No, I'll wait until that match to say something.
Oh, okay.
I think it ties in quite nicely with the potential for Heath return. That's all I'm going to say.
See, I'm with you on that. That's basically what I was going to say too.
Yeah, I really hope it is. I mean, I like a little drama in the VBD. I mean, we've certainly seen that on and off dealing with Diener and such, you know, and his whole evolution into who he is now. But I couldn't help but crack up a little with the whole scream that Rhino did from his cell, the whole "help me." It's like, oh,
help me.
Like, oh, poor guy. I mean, just stuck in there for a week. I mean, that's just
violent by design.
What kind of club is this? Jeez.
See, that's exactly what Randy Sam in the chat is just saying there. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Sorry, not Randy Sam. It was Dragonstorm. Sorry. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You know,
The feud coming. It would be something great. Yeah, I could see it happening. You know, that'd be a great comeback for Bound for Glory. You know, that'd be great. The timing would be good. I mean, God, yeah. he's certainly been out for what, a year more.
Just about, it feels like.
Yeah.
But what I like about this is that they've not rushed it. You know, the bottom line is, at the end of the day, they're making sure that Heath is 100% fit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
same with Eric Young. You know, at the end of the day, you know, he got injured. You know, he's been fantastic in terms of being that kind of head, you know, piece for the... It's like we said when he got injured originally, it doesn't make a massive amount of difference. You know, yes, we want to see him in the ring, but it doesn't take him off TV because he's still the leader of EBD and he's got, you know, three wrestlers that he can, you know, that can do the work.
Right.
You know, so giving him that time to get healed up. But I think that when we see Eric in the ring, it's going to be a surprise. It's going to be like, oh, we never expected that because, you know, you would expect, for instance, Dina and Doring to go in and do the tag match, for instance, you know, or yeah. if Rhino was still there, it would have been Rhino and Dina or whatever. But so when Eric suddenly does turn up and suddenly gets in the ring, and also if you put him in the tag, he doesn't necessarily have to be the one doing all the work. You know, he can ease himself back in because he's sharing the workload.
Yeah. 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 I mean, and you know, and if Rhino's out, they might get a replacement to someone new in there. Who knows? You know,
yeah.
The future is wide open for Impact Wrestling. So many free agents. I'm seeing some other names being dropped in the comments. Yeah, you never know. You never know. But we got Falaba here with No Way versus Swinger and Hernandez. And then, of course, the Swingerellas. Now, there were three of them, count them, three, at the start of this, but only two at the end. That's a lovely shirt there, Bison. And we're going to talk about her in a minute. But let's talk about this match for a little bit. Alicia, what did you think of the tag match here before all the chaos ensued after...
I didn't see this.
Oh, no.
If it's at the beginning or BTI, I never get the chance to see it.
See, now, you should have, because there was some serious drama that took place after that.
I believe it.
But Bison, did you see this match?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. I always try and I get up about... 20 minutes or kind of half an hour or so before it kicks. So I get up around about one. I go and sort of kind of skim through BTI, you know, leading into Impact. And yeah, no, I definitely watched it. Again, we talked about the possibility of a Swingerella being, you know, seconded, I guess you could call it, seconded into this new faction of the Mother. We weren't sure which one it was going to be. I had a funny feeling it was going to be the one with the tattoos. I think her name's Amara. I had a feeling it was going to be her because, you know, if you with a girl with the tattoos and the kind of like, you know, she, if you look at, if you've seen her on Facebook or anything like that, you know that she's actually a professional. She is in her own right, a professional wrestler. She's got a kind of gothic-y style gimmick. So I kind of thought actually it could have been her. So I was surprised at the one that they took, but either way, you know, those, the ranks are growing, aren't they? Sue's ranks are growing. Her bridesmaids are more and more. Now, how about yourself, Alicia? Would you like to join the undead bridesmaids at some point? Or... Maybe you could replace the Swingerella.
I could do that.
Oh boy! Oh boy!
Either way, I'm flexible.
But Bison, what are you trying to do?
We like
having Alicia here. If we lose her to the undead realm, I really fear for her fate. And anyways,
well, I know she loves like horror, you know. So I could imagine she'd make a fantastic undead bride.
Well, it's one thing to be a fan of the group; it's another thing to be in it and be knee deep and God knows what. Anyways, but yeah, so Fala Ba and No Way get the win here in the tag match. This was a lot of fun. I mean, there's a lot of shenanigans. There's just, you know, there's not a lot of seriousness going on here, but still good to see a guy like No Way getting a fun place in the roster alongside of Fala Ba. Are you two a fan of No Way in all this shenanigans that he's with the you know, the conga line and everything. Are you two digging this or
not really?
No. Okay.
It's not because it's just not for me. That's okay.
All right.
Bison, I think it's one of those things that is probably better live, you know, when you're there.
Oh, okay.
Than necessarily so on the TV. Because I mean, if you're there, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, you know, you're gonna be getting into it. I think, but when you watch it on TV, you're just kind of like, a little bit goofy.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that I think No Way he's gonna turn heel at some point. Because I think he needs a gimmick change.
I think so.
He needs a gimmick change. I think the dude is big. Like, I mean, he is one. I mean, he's a big, big dude.
He is.
And I think that there is I think there's potential for him, you know, to change his character, go a slightly different direction, and basically just, you know, regenerate himself, become something more than what he is. Because he can go. It's not like he's not very good. He is good in the ring. I'm just not too sure on the gimmick, maybe. Not too sure.
Yeah, I mean, the way he incorporates his dance stuff and everything into his in-ring work, you can tell he can work. I mean, not everybody would have the dexterity or, you know, whatever you call it, you know, in-ring presence to do that. But, we'll have to wait and see. We'll see how it goes. I'm a fan of it. It's something, like I said, not everything could be, you know, chair shots and blood all over the place and death matches and cage matches. So I enjoy a little, you know, tomfoolery here and there. But but after this match, we get the cue for Sue Young arriving with, I guess, formerly known as Kimberly and Brandi Lorraine. That was a pleasant surprise because that was one thing I was like, okay, so they dragged away Kiera Hogan a few weeks ago. She has not resurfaced, but Brandi Lorraine did. So that was interesting. So she is a new undead bride.
So there's something here as well that again, we talked about on Wednesday. They've updated the roster page. in the last sort of couple of days. I think actually they did it yesterday morning or something, I think. Okay. But they've updated the roster page, which includes a fantastic new picture of Kimberly as her, you know, reincarnated undead bridesmaid version.
Yes.
But Blandy has not turned up on that. Now, if Skylar's on there, I think that like Mickey James has turned up on there now. They've updated it. But for some reason, Brandy Laurent's not on there. Now, the only thing that we can say is because obviously she's clearly an undead bridesmaid, though. Yeah. The only thing we can say is that maybe because she's completely being repackaged, maybe she's going to get either she's just going to be someone that's around as an undead bridesmaid for, you know, a limited period of time, or this is going to be the new version of her and they're going to come up with a new name and she's going to be this character moving forward. So don't put her in as Brandy Laurent yet, because she's not actually Brandy Laurent anymore. Does that make sense?
Right. She's an undead bride or bridesmaid or whatever they call them.
Exactly. Or so, maybe they'll just get a group of these undead bridesmaids and they'll be just on the roster page as undead bridesmaid or something.
They'll be the, yeah. Well, they, Kimberly keeps calling Sue Young mother. So maybe they'll be the daughters of fill in the blank. I don't know.
Exactly.
So yeah. But yeah, so they, Sue Young, Kimberly and Brandy Laurent come out. Sue Young directs Kimberly and Brandy to grab one of the three swingerellas, and they drag her away. The funniest part of all this is the reaction that Johnny Swinger has to all this going on. Doesn't try to help, basically cowers in the corner with everyone else, and he's just kind of like, hey, yeah, I still got two of them, you know. He's just,
yeah.
And then later on in the episode, we see Alicia Edwards. She's replacing the one that got stolen away, I guess you could say. I don't know that Johnny Swinger. He's
such a rascal.
He is. It's like you think it's like, oh, he's just a goofy guy, but man, he can really pull off the heel stuff once in a while. What do you two think of the rankings of Sue Young's undead brides that keeps growing? What do you think of this?
I think there's big plans in store for it.
Yeah, I do as well. I think there's no point in taking or, you know, making a big thing about her taking all these souls into sort of kind of like this sort of kind of faction or whatever, unless they're going to do something significant with it. You know, I don't know. With all the talk of Wyndham or Bray Wyatt or whatever you want to call him potentially coming in, you know, and they've started calling Sue Mother, I almost kind of see, you know, is there going to be a father? You know, who knows? You know, could there be a father?
That would be perfect.
Yeah, could you imagine, you know, sorry, if being Wyndham?
I have all these cats here. Sometimes that slips out. Sorry.
And I agree with, I also agree with Lakers on this one. He's just popped it up in the chat. I think Alicia Edwards should go into the undead realm too. I think, you know, Lisha needs something to just break her away from basically just being the wife of Eddie Edwards.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, that is kind of like her role basically is the wife of Eddie Edwards. That's it. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if she's happy with that, then fair enough. But, you know, I just think that she's better than that. And you know, that she needs, you know, maybe a slight repackage, take her away from that. You know, I think we've got a little bit too much of this whole kind of like, you know, partner thing. You know, like you don't see Sammy and Havoc, right? You know what I mean? You know, but you've got like Matt Cardona and Chelsea Green now have come in as a partnership. You know, that kind of thing. And Taya luckily, and
Johnny, like they're so on and so forth.
You know, do we need to keep seeing that shit? You know what I mean? Like you don't see Rich Swann. Being part of Sue's gimmick, do you? You know what I mean? So, or Sue being part of, you know, Rich's gimmick. I just think that they need to. That Alicia could be her own end. You know, her own character, her own thing. Be a part of something like that would be. I think would be quite cool for her.
Yeah, I mean, some of them keep it kayfabe. You know, they don't include all their, you know, real life stuff into the, you know, and that's okay. You know, to each their own. So, you know, some people want to do it like Matt Cardona and Chelsea Green and display their relationship to the world, and some you'll never see. Like you'll see it on the indies. Like there's plenty of Callahan and Havoc out there on the indies doing their thing in the past, but you may not see that in Impact. So, but yeah,
Alicia, stop playing with your pussy. You're very distracting.
Oh, Bison. Dear God.
Yeah, for the audio listeners, my cat is in frame.
I forget about that.
Her cat is showing off her tuchus to the world. Yeah, we're trying to keep this PG. Yeah. Keyword trying. All right, so that is BTI. I think we're half an hour into this. We've certainly spent plenty of time on that. All right, moving on. We're kicking it off hot here on the main card here. Speaking of, we're back in the subject of Rhino here. We got Violent by Design versus DK. This one just keeps going. I'm not complaining about that either. I'm actually loving this because DK is over. And the crowd is just eating this up. I mean, there's one thing I think you guys were talking about yesterday is the whole chant of bite his face off or whatever. And that really grew with their tag matches against No Way and Fall of Ba. But now it's like, okay, we're curious to see if this was going to continue with VBD. It certainly did. So Rhino and Dino versus Taurus and Crazy Steve. Alicia, what did you think of this tag match?
I missed most of it, but the ending was pretty good.
Okay.
It's not well, because I chose to. It's because the fucking Impact never wants to start on time.
I don't understand why you have issues with it, because it starts on time for me.
I really don't understand it either.
Now, how are you watching it, Alicia?
On YouTube.
Ah, see, there you go. See, now you've had a few problems with that.
So am I, though, you know? I watch it on the YouTube as well. But I think do you realize that if when it clicks on that you can actually go back to the beginning if you do get in there a little bit later?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I just thought it was live airing.
Yeah, so it is live airing, but you can actually scroll back to the start and watch it from the start.
Okay, so yeah, you can do that on YouTube as you can't do that on like Facebook. You know.
No, like but you Twitch. Can do it. You yeah. can do it on YouTube. Like I think you can do it for this show. Like if you're watching, let me have a look. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. So if you click your button on the screen, you can see you get your red line along the bottom with the little dot thing. If you push the dot thing back, you can go back to the beginning of the show. So I'm pretty sure that you can do that. So if you did miss it, then you could just go back a little bit.
All right. So. But yeah, it was a great tag match. But let's talk about what happens at the end there, because that's the real story here, I believe. So there is some shenanigans that happens at the end of the match. The ref is distracted. Diener's got the flag tossed into him from Eric Young. And he goes to hit, I believe it was Crazy Steve on the other side of the ring. Rhino's holding him. Crazy Steve ducks and gets Rhino gets hit with the flag, and Crazy Steve then gets the win over Diener. So, yeah, Eric Young is not happy about this. So, and this of course goes back to the little Iceman intel. That was hinting at that, oh, there could be some trouble. going on, you know, with the whole Rhino being away for a week. And you know, maybe if they didn't keep him in there for a week, maybe he would have been a little more on the ball. God knows what he went through when he was away for a week. So all the blame, for some reason, goes to Rhino from Eric Young, and then a beatdown ensues from Diener and Joe Doering. Now, one of the key things here is the crowd reaction from, the crowd reaction towards Rhino really wanting Rhino to kind of turn the page here against this crew of Violent by Design. Alicia, what do you think about that?
I think it's interesting. I'm sorry, I'm brain farting.
It's okay.
Well, they asked me the question. I'll come back with a vengeance.
They beat him down. And do you think this is the end of Rhino in VBD, or do you think they're going to keep him around and try to?
Okay. All right. I'm fired up. All right. So yes,
I evolved it a little for you.
Bison, and I kind of touched on this before, is that I think this is going to be leading into the return of Heath Slater, because it only makes sense that, like, Rhino's going against Violent by Design now, and he's going to need backup, right? So there we go. I think it's going to be fun and interesting. Violent by Design is still an impending force, with or without Rhino.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, there's plenty of free agents out there they could replace Rhino with. And, you know, if they don't want him around. Bison, what do you think is all going to come of this?
Okay. So I think, regardless of the result of this match, that was going to happen to Rhino anyway. I think, because if you look at it, at the end of the day, it wasn't actually Rhino's fault that they lost the match.
Right.
He just ended up being the one that took the pin. But, you know, it wasn't his fault. And anyone watching that match knows this. So for me, I think that Rhino was going to get pushed out anyway. Of this section, and I agree with Alicia. I think this is a way of taking Rhino out of VBD to then create. Then obviously, you know, he's going to need backup. Heath's going to turn up. I mean, for weeks Heath has been, "What the hell's going on with Rhino? What are you doing? Da da da. My this. Do you remember this Rhino?" And all this kind of stuff. So yeah, I think this is the way Heath's going to come back in to back up Rhino, and I think that we're going to see a debut of someone that is really big, and I don't mean necessarily big, big as in stature. I think we're going to see a monster turn up for VBD at some point in the coming weeks.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting. Like I said, there's plenty of free agents out there that could certainly take the place of Rhino if Eric Young so wanted to.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see what happens. But let's remember that Heath is still out there, and you know what he says.
It ain't no secret. I need a job.
Absolutely.
So we'll see what happens. All right, next we got we're back in Swinger's Palace.
Where's Swingarella number three?
They're asking. They're like, "Where is she?" And Alicia Edwards is asking some questions. But then we get TJP and Petey Williams in here. And they've got a confrontation, and of course that's going to lead to a match later in the evening. But the real question here is they're wondering what's going to happen to Swinger's Palace when they end up going to Vegas for Bound for Glory in that next set of tapings.
Yeah, they're definitely promoting Vegas.
You know, that's going to be a lot of competition for Johnny Swinger. The hilarious part of this is Johnny Swinger's like, well, we'll just have to, you know, talk to
Jerry Jarrett
about this. And it's like, he doesn't run this anymore. And he keeps naming off names and it's like, well, who runs this now? And they talk about Scott DeBoer and they're like, that the coach DeBoer from Team Canada. What is this, a rib?
Yeah.
It's just a lot of fun. So
I quite like the rib at the end where they talk about the guy from Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you sure the Smashing Pumpkins aren't running this place?
Yeah, the guy from the Smashing Pumpkins.
What a dig.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they didn't throw the same thing in there about Jeff Jarrett, you know.
Yeah, true.
Because he was kind of seemed like he was taking things back over for a hot minute, but no, that didn't happen. Yeah, he went off to rehab, sadly. But oh, Jiminy Christmas. But the sad days of what was that? Global Force Wrestling. That was a thing for a minute, hey. But yeah, we'll have to see what happens with Swinger's Palace when they go to Vegas. Are we going to see the demise of Swinger's Palace?
I think we're going to see something good.
Yeah,
they always have something creative for this group. So,
well, what's interesting there is though. I mean, they could do a Swinger's Palace vignette in an actual casino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that would be pretty cool.
And it'd be great to see.
If they do it in a back room at a casino, I'll fucking lose it. Like one little slot machine.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it's an upgrade. Not really, but
for sure. But it's good to see they're promoting the upcoming Vegas tapings, encouraging people to want to check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully they'll pack the houses for that. That'll be great. Given the situation that the whole country is under, and the whole world for that matter. But yeah, we'll see what happens to Swinger's Palace. Next, we got Mean Woo Giamilla. By God, Giamilla, excuse me. And the whole Team Christian Cage there talking about how they're getting ready for the main event.
I wrote because they kept going on about how like they're all born to fight and no one's scared to fight, and I wrote no one is scared of fighting, which is good because they're wrestlers.
Right. Yeah, that's whew.
That is a bonus. Kumbaya, my lord. They're all on the same team.
Yeah. For now, yes.
For now, Christian Shit Talks Ace.
What's that?
Christian Shit Talks Ace.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, he's certainly getting a lot of that in this week. He did that last night on Dynamite as well, talking about Adam Cole saving them from what the hell does he say? Saving them from developmental. That was absolutely freaking hilarious. So yeah, Christian Cage is full of it this week. I love it. Next we got TJP versus Petey Williams. This one was a lot of fun. Bison, you want to talk about this one?
Yeah, I like the way they set this one up as well. They obviously set up by Swinger's Palace, as we were just talking about. I think that, interestingly, I mean, we don't see Petey win much. So the fact that he sort of kind of like, I mean, they had a good match. It was a really, really good match, which you would expect from two veterans of these guys' caliber. So it was a really, really good match, to and throw. It's nice to see Petey get the win. And then, of course, you know, we get the run-in from the Punisher himself, Steve Maclin. Mm-hmm. Big fan of Steve Maclin. I've actually got that shirt, so boom to me. I liked it. And I have to say, there's one thing with Steve Maclin that I really find endearing is that whenever he comes at you, he looks like he genuinely means it. Like, that dude is you know, if he's gonna put you in the corner, and then he's gonna, you know, kind of, you know, shoulder barge you or whatever he's gonna do, he's gonna shoulder barge you out of your boots. And you know, that's how I sort of kind of feel. And he really looks mean, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Like, he does look mean, pretty scary looking guy. So yeah, and you know, again, you know, this is obviously all there to set up the three-way at Victory Road.
Yeah, and I wasn't exactly sure how they were going to do that, but we see that as the end result. I'm certainly not complaining about it. Alicia, any thoughts on this match?
This was when I took my cigarette break.
Oh no!
But I did catch the end, which I'll have to rewind it. Apparently, I did catch the end of it, though.
It was good.
And clean house. I think that they're really booking him good. Normally with guys like this, we see them kind of go through the grinder of having to, you know, beat up unnamed talent who are just popped on for the show for a one and done for a little while. And it's good to see that they kind of did that with him and quickly put him into a feud with some pretty big names. I feel like a triple threat between Petey Williams and TJP, and he's like what, a couple months in the company. I think that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, you're surrounded by veteran talent there. It's not a bad thing. I mean, and that one's honestly, I mean, you could assume that, you know, Macklin's on a roll, he's going to win, but he's got two veterans there that he's going to be facing. It's not a two-on-one, but it might as well be a two-on-one in a sense, because, you got to think that even though Petey Williams and TJP are kind of at each other, mm-hmm. Facing this new guy, you'd think they would kind of, you know, join forces for this. But we'll see what happens at the pay-per-view. I'm curious, you know?
I also have a feeling, just to throw this one in here, because there was a tweet that went out on Twitter literally not long after he performed, TJP performed.
Okay.
It basically said, I think this is the last you'll see of me for a while kind of thing. So I guess, yeah, so I don't think he's at this set of tapings.
Huh, it's interesting. Oh, well, I mean, did his lady just have a kid? Is it might be maternity leave?
Yeah, possibly, you know, possibly. He might be just sort of, this is it. This is sort of kind of his way, you know, when it comes to Victory Road, this match will probably be the way that he goes out for a while. He didn't say he was gone completely. He just said...
Right. That's, you know, why I asked, is it like, yeah, just like a temporary...
Yeah. Oh,
either
that's...
Either way, right on.
Maybe they'll write him out between now and then.
Surely.
Could be.
Could be, yeah.
Ooh, spoiler alert. Bison. Mm-hmm. Naughty Oops. Boy.
Well, no, blame TJP because he posted about it.
That's true. That is true. I'll find it.
Yeah,
or unless the Undead Brides are going to recruit.
It could be.
If someone goes missing, it's probably because they got their claws on them.
Oh, it could be. Could be. You never know.
How funny.
So, well, yeah, we'll see. But yeah, he's been kind of in and out lately, hasn't he?
Yeah, it happens. It's kind of been like that for a while, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, if it is all maternity related, it's completely, it is. I mean, he's been wrestling long enough, I think, in his reputation, whether you like him or not, I'd say he's earned that.
Right.
You know? Wow. Okay. I find so... He's put on here, it's just a difference in schedule. I'm not under contract, so I just go where I go. We'd love to stay full time though. Wonderful locker room, and we are a big family. So it's not, you know, it's not that he's, I don't think he's going anywhere. It's just, there you go. The tweet that I saw was, thank you. Unfortunately, it may stay that way for a time being, but keep watching the show. So yeah. So there you go. So I think his match at Victory Road is the last one for a little while.
Okay. So the thing is, Bill has said that every every match was taped except for the main event.
Yes.
So I think he will. So, okay. So he may not be on this set of tapings, but we will see him this weekend in the match.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, we're going to see him at, that's been announced. We will see him in the three way. He's just literally tweeted out the match anyway. So he's definitely there.
Oh, okay.
And he's clarified that he's not necessarily going anywhere. It's just clashes that, you know, he can't be helped. Okay. So he's obviously doing something else at this time, which, like you say, his wife's just had a baby, or his girlfriend, whatever. Maybe, you know, that, you know, it's not a good time for him to be on the set of tapings, you know.
So, yeah, he's all over the place.
He is all over the place.
Yeah. So, and for a guy that's been around long enough, that's not a bad thing, you know. So, yeah, now we're back to Mean Gia Miller with the Good Brothers talking about it seems like they're going to have a pretty free weekend because they got nothing happening with Swan, no title defense, and then all of a sudden they open their doors, they're about to leave, and they come across the return of the Mac. Willie Mac is there with crutches, tosses a crutch, the other door opens, and we see who caught the other crutch. One, Swan. And Mac and Swan go after the Good Brothers, beat them down, which goes into a commercial break. We come back from the break. We still got Gia Miller there with Scott DeBoer and the Mac and Swan talking about challenging the Good Brothers this weekend. And Scott DeBoer, well, he's quite the boss. You know, he's certainly welcoming the Mac back, and he gives them that match this weekend.
Big shocker.
For the tag titles. Yeah, well, you know, it's – well, with you know, the Mac in the hospital, we weren't sure if we were going to see
him. Right.
Wink, wink, wink. but we certainly are happy to see him back.
We are.
Mac is one tough SOB, just, you know, coming straight from the hospital. Wink, wink. all right. What do we think about this match being made for this weekend? Let's start with Alicia.
Seems appropriate. Hopefully, Mac and Swan take it.
It's been a long time coming, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right, Bison, what do you think?
Totally. I'm totally on the page of Alicia on this one. You know, I think, you know, Swan and Mac will make fantastic tag champs. And yeah, I mean, I think it's a good spot for Willie, you know, former X Division champ. I think it's a good spot for Rich, former world champ, X Division champ. You know, why not? I think they were going to set the trigger on this, I think, you know, a year or so back anyway. So I think this is, yeah, I think this is a great move, and they'll represent really well. So I've got my fingers crossed because I want to see Swan and Mac as tag champs.
It feels like this was supposed to happen a year and a half ago, and then things just went sideways. We ended up getting a longer tag title run out of the North than maybe we were supposed to. That's just me personally. Nothing against the North. They were great tag tag champs, but you know, this has certainly been a long, long road coming for both these guys, it feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think pull the trigger. Let's see a Mac and Swan run. I think it'd be great. Without doubt. Boop, boop.
Get a too sweet on that title change, right? maybe not for the Good Brothers, but for the fans who want Mac and Swan to get this. All right, so we got Laredo Kid and John Skyler in a rematch on the main show this time as opposed to BTI. And from what we were talking about on the Impacted on TNI UK, it looks like Laredo Kid is on the roster page now. That's great to see. Now, whether it's just like a AAA talent, you know, exchange thing. I know there was about 50 people from AAA and down south that had their visas taken care of from I can't think of the name of the – is it the Damask Republic? I'm thinking of that company that took care of that. So they had a lot of people, including Taurus, among many others, coming to the U.S. for tours and such. So I'm guessing Laredo Kid is one of those guys that came over. So whether he's signed or not, it'll be great to see if he's – it's a great sign that he's on the roster page and we're going to have him around for a while.
Okay, so the more interesting one for me, it's great to see Laredo Kid on the roster page, don't get me wrong. And what I think is when they add him to the roster page, it means that they've possibly signed them for like a period of time. So it could be like Laredo Kid's around now for, say, 6 months or something. You know, maybe two or three sets of tapings.
Right.
So they might as well stick him on the roster page. Now, the one that I think is more interesting is the fact that Finn Juice has turned up on the roster page.
Oh, okay. Good eye.
Yeah. Mm. Finn Juice. And again, like you say, they're a New Japan Pro Wrestling talent, but they're now on the Impact roster page. So, again, they're obviously around for a little while, or... you know, maybe they're co-signed, or they're, you know, or there's going to be a, like you say, just a run, a period of time, you know, three.
Right. I think that's what it is. Probably same with Hikuleo is my guess.
Yeah. But it's good to see, because at least we now know that there are future plans. They're not just in for the set of tapings. They're not just in up to Victory Road. They're going to be here for a little bit longer. So, you know, we can sort of kind of invest ourselves into them a little bit more. You know, we're not like, oh, they could be gone next week type talent now. We know that they're going to be there for a little while, so we could now, you know, invest our heart and soul into Finn Juice, because we do love them, don't we? I think they're very popular.
Yeah, they are great in the ring. They're a lot of fun to watch. They certainly bring it every time they're in there. So but yeah, good match between Laredo Kid and John Skyler. John Skyler getting the win here.
I was going to say, this John Skyler cat seems to be on a roll, huh?
I think he is. It seems like he's sticking around, too.
Yeah.
Alisa, are you a fan of John Skyler sticking around and getting all these wins, or what do you think?
I guess. I mean, there's got to be a reason for it. Obviously, Impact believes that he's worthy of this kind of position, so roll with it, right?
I think he's good.
Yeah.
I have to say that I hadn't seen much of his work. He suddenly turned up. He beat Matt Cardona, and I was kind of like, okay, who's this dude? So I looked him up. He's had some great matches. He's part of the – is it Laureata Pro? I think he's part of something to do with that, which is obviously where it's come from, which is something to do with the Big LG, I believe. So, he seems to be developing nicely. His promo skills are good. And this match, I thought, was even better than the first match that they had on BTI last week.
On BTI, yeah. Yeah, it was certainly, when you're on the main show, you got a little more time. well, hopefully, you know, you don't assume that, but hopefully. But, yeah, they're telling the story here. So, you know, they... Laredo Kid gets the one win, and then John Skyler gets the win here. And, I mean, you can call it 50-50 booking. You can call it whatever you want. It's still interesting to see John Skyler on a roll here, you know. So, he's making a name for himself all over the place.
And he can certainly generate some heat, because that crowd was booing the crap out of him. So,
oh, yeah, they
he's
were.
He's definitely a heat magnet, that's for sure.
They were letting him know.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, this crowd and this set of tapings is certainly letting him have it, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
No matter where Bill was sitting. All right, so next we got the All About Me show featuring Tennille Dashwood, Caleb with a K, and... I don't think she looks like a bobblehead at all. The Madison Rain. And then the show gets invaded from one Taylor Wilde with
her friends.
With her friends, yeah, Jordan Grace and Rachel Ellering. Let's go to our knockout. Alicia, what did you think of this lovely little show?
I think my favorite part about this bit is when Caleb goes, I think we're on the set of Spice World 2.
Yeah, I always thought that was funny as well. Yeah, yeah. I thought that like, was great. As a British person.
I was going to say, like, if you know Spice Girls, then you understand the reference, but I thought it was beautiful and appropriate, and I'll allow it. Good job, Caleb. Otherwise, you know, these women are just funny together and should be interesting to see them. You know, they're getting all the smoke for this upcoming match this weekend, so it should be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's staying as a 1v1 for now. It's Taylor Wilde versus Tennille Dashwood. And it's funny the way that Taylor Wilde threw the challenge out there saying, well, you're not scared to face me, are you? You know, when you say it like that, it's like, oh, of course not. You know, and you're surrounded by the enemy as well. So, But yeah, this was funny. All the little jabs going back and forth quietly between the groups. This was a lot of fun, and it's a great way to incorporate more knockouts on the show. Bison, what'd you think of this?
I think I love these sections. I think they're really good. I think they're a lot of fun. I love the way they've incorporated it, because at the end of the day, you know, originally obviously this was Madison's thing, and it's all kind of intermingled in. I like the bit at the beginning when they were talking about this feng shui, and it's all very familiar, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I thought it was really
the feng shui, yes.
Exactly. I think you're right with regards to Caleb. He had something very he had this completely different. He only has to say one thing in the entire segment, and it's always perfect. I love that about him as well. And I think actually this really showcased how good Taylor actually is as well, when it comes to, you know, that kind of backstage stuff as well. So I thought this was great. And isn't Jordan Grace looking incredible?
She is. There was video this past weekend of her benching, what was it, 250? 250 pounds.
She's like 5'1" or 5'2" or something. Like, believe you me, like, there was people digging at that, right? Saying, well, I thought you could lift more than that. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, she's 4 foot, like, yeah, sorry, 5'1", 5'2", or whatever she is. Like, to bench 250 pounds is a lot of weight. For someone of her stature, shall we say? Yeah, you know, that's a lot of weight. And interestingly enough, my guest on Impact last week, that we talked about earlier, Alex Windsor, is facing Jordan Grace in Nottingham, England. Ooh. On the 9th of October at a Wrestle Carnival Pure. Also, Jonathan Grisham's on that card as well, funny enough. Mm-hmm. Oh, they've come over as a team. Lovely.
So, that's great.
Yeah, so that's going to be a hell of a match. Unfortunately, I can't make it. It's like three and a half hours away from where I live, and it's a night show. Like, by the time I got home, it'd be like stupid o'clock in the morning. So, and then I probably wouldn't want to stay up for Knockouts Knockdown then, would I?
Did you say stupid o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, stupid o'clock in the morning, like it is right now, quite frankly. But after a 3.5 hour drive to it, you know, I'd be dead. Yeah. Getting old now, 47, you know.
I'm sorry, I popped for that. That was great. I'm going to have to remember that sometime. That is brilliant. Somebody put that on a T-shirt. Jiminy Christmas. But yeah, so this whole thing is a lot of fun. And I'm sure this is going to involve even more in the future. But to get this 1v1 for Taylor Wilde and Tennille Dashwood, this weekend, can't wait for it. Next, we got Gia Miller again with Scott DeBoer and Cardona. And Cardona seems to be unraveling a little bit. I mean, I know he's like defending the honor of his fiance and everything, but he's you know, they show the footage of him attacking Shira and Rohit Raju, but he really kind of snaps on Scott D'Amore, which is, it's not really like him. I mean, he's always
cool. He's a cool guy.
He's doing GTW, baby.
He's is a little bit of that starting to shine right through. On,
huh? About time. About time. That's the side of Matt Cardona I want to see. Mm-hmm. I want to see Matt Cardona turn full badass, you know, heel. Let's see a proper full-on badass Matt Cardona. Something that we've never seen before.
Oh.
Other than, you know, what he's been doing in GCW.
Could some of the hot mess be rubbing off on him?
Maybe.
What do you think, Alicia?
Maybe. It sounds like it might be going in that direction.
Yeah. And, I mean, we could see him even wearing more goth stuff, like Chelsea was when she came back. And sound off in the chat, too. Let me know what you think about this. Do you want to see Always Ready Matt Cardona maybe turning the page in his career and maybe showing a different side of himself?
Yeah, we need him to go Always Fuck You Up, Matt Cardona. I think that's where.
Could be. That certainly would be another one of many tees to come out on ProWrestlingTees.com, because God knows he had plenty come out during this GCW championship run.
Oh, geez, guys, he's a t-shirt king.
He is. He is, along with the Deathmatch King as well. Well,
exactly.
Former Deathmatch King. Well, sorry, Matt. Moxley kicked your ass.
One quick thing about Matt Cardona I want to say is that, interestingly enough, I saw an interview with him this week on a totally random guy's podcast, where he actually made the comment that, you know, the reason he's in Impact Wrestling is because he wants to be world champion. I find that interesting, because that means, I mean, and clearly he's not in the world championship picture right now. So clearly he's going to be around for a while.
And he's, I have plenty of respect for him that I could see that happening down the road somewhere. And like you said, he's got to go heel though. He's nowhere near that picture right now, but that's not to say he couldn't get involved in that down the road, you know, exactly. Hell, even before the end of the year.
He's got the ability. You know, he's got the pedigree. He just needs the right character. He needs to go heel, become an absolute beast. And yes, I could see it happening.
And knowing who's all involved in, you know, backstage at this company, it wouldn't take much to put that together. It's very, very talented. You know, team between Scott D'Amore, the writers, the booking team, you name it, you know, they could whoop up something and have a great storyline set out for the next 2 to 3 months, depending on who's doing what.
Yeah.
You know, can absolutely see that. But yeah, we'll see what happens this weekend. Could be certainly they made this match no DQ. So that certainly is an opportunity for Matt Cardona to show another side.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. At the end of the day, they are, you know, let's bring GCW style Matt Cardona to Impact Wrestling. Definitely, that's what we want to see. That's what we want to see. Come on.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what he brings this weekend. So, yeah, no DQ match made by Scott D'Amore. We'll see Rohit Raju versus Matt Cardona. Trey Miguel versus Matthew Raywalt is next. And the end of this is certainly interesting, but I don't want to overskip this match. This was a great match. In my professional podcasting opinion, I'd call it match of the night. Alicia, what did you think of the match between Trey and Matt?
I thought this one was really good. It's interesting how it's panning out. What I was more interested in is Deanna and Mickey getting physical afterwards.
It was, and excuse me. I'm glad it was Mickey. I almost thought like Milena was gonna come out and get some revenge from. Yeah, I kind of, you know, knowing that Mickey James did come out and it's all aftermath from, is it NWA 73?
Yeah. Because yeah, Tiana attacked her, didn't she? Yeah.
Right. And I was going to say, because it didn't happen at Empower. This was the next night. Okay. But yeah, so I thought Milena was going to come up, but we get Mickey James getting some revenge on Deanna. And of course, Deanna's tied to Matthew Raywald. So, but I did find it interesting that Deanna Purrazzo comes down to the ring and starts attacking Trey. I was like, wait a minute. Poor Trey. Poor, you know, he hasn't exactly had an easy road since his comeback to the company. It's been quite uphill. Sami Callihan, amongst other things. But yeah, that's the real picture here. I think the big picture wise is Deanna Purrazzo and Mickey James. Now, the question is this going to be set up for Victory Road last minute? Is this going to be set up for Knockouts Knockdown? Or do you think they're going to take this all the way to Bound for Glory? Either one of you. Go ahead.
I don't think it'll last until Bound for Glory, but I could be wrong because then I remember that it's really not that far away. So we'll just have to see, I guess.
I'm going to say that. First of all, I want to basically say that I thought this was a really good match between Matthew and Trey. I think Trey absolutely sold his ass off because he was getting a bit of a pacing. At some point, it seemed that Matthew pretty much had a counter for everything Trey was throwing at him. It was a good match, a good solid match. You got to see how good Matthew actually is. Why they've brought him in. Really solid guy. Obviously, Trey then picks up the win. We get the amazing the Mickey James coming out was just epic. Like, can I just say, I don't think it was match of the night, J-Bone. I'm just going to say that. I think the 10-man tag was. But anyway. But it was a very good match. It was a very good match. But Mickey coming out, laying the smackdown on Deanna when she came out to help out Matthew, attacking Trey. Was epic. Like it was top level, you know, like this is real feud. This is a real feud. And I thought it was fantastic. Both of them sold it really, really well. Mickey jumping off the turnbuckle. I mean, come on. That was awesome. So there was just it was heated, you know, everybody pretty much really sold the crap out of that. I'm going to say this one's going all the way Bound for Glory. I think if this, to me, this is Bound for Glory quality match. This is not, you know, Victory Row. This is not going to happen at Knockouts Knockdown. And I say that because the reason I say that is because they've announced it. It's going to be a mystery opponent for Deanna. So it's not going to be Mickey. Will Mickey end up getting involved at some point to maybe, you know, create again more heat towards building the BFG match? Yeah, possibly. But what I do think is that it's going to be an epic match between Mickey James and Deanna Purrazzo when it happens. That's for sure. I can't wait to see that. Can't wait.
Yeah. Now, I can't personally answer this question. I don't think I'm fitted to answer this question. I'm going to direct this one to our local knockout here, Alicia. Critical Sting asks, how do you run in heels? I think he's talking about Mickey James running down to the ring in heels and then losing her heels and then jumping off the top rope on top of everyone.
You got to have strong ankles. And every woman who owns a pair of heels does football drills. just to make sure you got a stable heel to run in. It's not hard. It's honestly, I mean, some of those thinner heeled shoes, maybe, but a nice chunky platform. You got a good base.
There you go. There you go.
There you go. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
So says Alicia.
So how come you didn't ask me that question? I mean, how do you know that the bison, you know, at weekends isn't you know, a drag queen? How do you know that?
I will take that under consideration next time, Bison. Thank you very much. You know what you do in your personal life. That's your business. You know, but thank you for bringing that to the table.
Maybe a bisonette at weekends.
What you do with your beeflo is your business. Like I said. Oh boy, where is the show going? All right, so. Right. So, yeah, this brawl at the end of the match certainly is going to lead to something incredible down the road for Deonna Purrazzo versus Mickie James. Just where it's going to happen, we'll have to wait and see. On to the main event here, which certainly got some decent TV time. Unfortunately, they did like 10 minutes worth of entrances. But we had Ace Austin, Fulton, Moose, Morrissey, and Brian Myers versus Team Christian Cage, Josh Alexander, Chris Sabin, I can read my writing, Eddie Edwards, and Sammy Effin Callahan. Bison, your thoughts on this crazy-ass, everybody get their shit in main event.
I think you're right. Everyone got their shit in. It was a pretty epic match. Can I just say hello to Courtney, by the way? She's kind of my biggest fan. I've got to say hello to Courtney.
Courtney, hello, what's sweetheart. Up?
Nice to see you. First of all, I think everyone got their shit in. I think it was a great, great match. You know, I love the bit where they're sort of kind of like calling the crowd are calling for Christian to get in the ring. I thought that was really good and just goes to show that, you know, he is over with certainly over with the live crowd. As much as online, you're still getting people moaning about the fact that Christian is not an impact guy and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think it was good. It was nice to see the way Eddie, because earlier on we missed talking about it, but earlier on when they did the promo, we had the you know, Christian's coalition, you know, and they did the promo. All of them, I thought, were superb. Like the way that they delivered. I mean, because sometimes Eddie can be a bit hit and miss in his promos, but even he was like absolutely spot on. In that promo. So yeah, the way that it was all built up, I think, you know, they did the perfect amount of time for everybody getting their stuff in. The only one I thought didn't get much time, which really surprised me, was actually Morrissey. He wasn't in the ring very much at all. Certainly not at the start. I think he came in a little bit towards the end. And he was only really involved in the sort of kind of outside the ring stuff that went on. But there were some really cool moments in that all the way through, you know, and it was good to see that Eddie and Sammy were clearly on the same page, which I thought was good. I was just surprised that they won. Not necessarily that they won, but that as the show closed, that the faces were on top. If that makes sense. We talked about this on Impacted as well. I was expecting potentially the faces to win, but then the heels come in the ring and do a beatdown or something and then leave them all in a big pile of shit on the floor and them standing tall. You know, do you know what I mean? Like it ends with the heels being victorious at the end kind of thing with the arms up and, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I was a little bit disappointed in that.
Had a feeling that I'm with you on that, Bison, only because I noticed through a lot of the match that the faces didn't seem to be on the same page, as it often happens when you throw these platypus teams together.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
Just seemed weird for me. Just seemed weird because normally what you have, you know, and I guess this is where Impact, you know, they do things slightly differently, which is what we all love about Impact, is they do throw stuff at you, throw you curveballs and all the rest of it. But normally when you head into something like this, you would normally have the heels kind of standing tall or going into the big bad main event match, you know. So that's why I sort of kind of find it a bit odd, because if the faces have won on the pre-show, then potentially this could be the Victory Road is going to be a heel, you know, heavy show in terms of wins.
It certainly could. Yeah. I mean, and I've said this ever since that promo, that first promo where Ace Austin faces off in the ring with Christian Cage, where they both meet each other for the first time. And before Ace even gets out there, Christian looks at the title, pauses for a long moment and says, he's not beating me for this title. And I'm like, why are you even saying that?
Yeah. This sort of kind of, it kind of screams to me now that maybe Ace is going to win. And again, that is the reason why they've held it off to tape it at this, you know, to not tape that, because that would be a massive spoiler.
Oh, God, yeah.
That everybody would know that the title is going to change hands, blah, blah, blah. You know, do you know what I mean? That's why they've held it off, so that we could try and avoid it being spoiled, you know, as much as possible.
It'd be a great moment for Ace Austin. I'd say most of this crew, including others who couldn't make it tonight, have absolutely been behind this journey of Ace Austin, mm-hmm. from from the shenanigans of being a heel, you know, last year or year before that, of you know, I'm the whole I'm gonna bang his wife stuff.
Oh, God, exactly. Yeah.
To where he's going now and how he's transformed and evolved himself during this pandemic into just he just looks amazing. Between his promo work, his in-ring work, he just looks phenomenal.
Talking about the bang his wife stuff, I'm gonna say this now. I was there the day the scumbag of TNI himself bought the t-shirt.
Oh, that's that's right. Yeah.
He disappeared. It was so funny. We were all sort of kind of hanging about, and I turn around and he just buggered off. And I'm like, oh, where's the scumbag gone? Literally disappeared. I thought, you know what? I'm going to go and get some beer. I don't know if people know, but I do love a beer. So I went off, I bought about four or five cans of beer to bring back, you know. I was spoiling him that day. I gave him a couple of beers. Nice. And he still wasn't there. I'm like, where is this dude? And he's gone off. He's gone to the promo. He's bought, you know, the t-shirt selling stand. He's bought himself the t-shirt. He's gone into the toilets. He's changed his shirt. You know, and then he comes, and then all of a sudden he stood next to me again. So yeah, bless him.
That could have went sideways after the bathroom trip, but no, I'm glad it was just a t-shirt that's change.
It was only a t-shirt change. He wasn't banging anybody's wife. However, he probably would have loved to right at that moment.
Especially wearing that shirt. Good old scumbag. We hope he's well. We haven't talked to him for a while. Alicia, your thoughts on this main event?
I always hate saying it this way, but it was a bit overwhelming for me. Like, I feel like these kind of matches always are, because there's just so much going on. I mean, everybody in the match was fantastic. All the spots nailed. It was just a little overwhelming, but good way to end the show.
Okay. Kudos
if you enjoyed it. I need a little break on these, though. many multi-person matches.
They can either make or break the show sometimes, depending on how the flow goes. Go ahead, Bison.
I want to give one massive shout out, though, to the Eddie Edwards belly to belly on Moose.
Yeah.
Right. He threw him halfway across. Well, he threw him from one side of the ring to the other. The dude is 7 foot. He's like 300 pound. Like, you know, all right. Yeah, I know they give him a little bit of help with the leap, but it was impressive. It looked awesome. So credit to Eddie for that, because that was one hell of a belly to belly.
Yeah, this was absolutely a match where, like I said, everybody got their shit in and everybody looked like a star going into this weekend, no matter who you're facing. The interesting thing at the end was Josh Alexander tagging in Christian Cage is mere half a second before he speared. Who took the pin? I'm trying to remember.
Brian Myers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But right before Team Christian Cage wins, and then yes. Josh out, and then Josh Alexander gets the win after his finisher, and Christian's kind of left standing there like, hey, I had this all wrapped up. You didn't have to tag in. So a little miscommunication there, a little bit of, you know, little bit of words going back and forth, but nothing obviously coming to blows. They got the win. They all celebrate. They all have their championships. Christian Cage with his Impact World title, Josh Alexander with his X Division championship, everybody raising their hands, and baby faces go home. No shenanigans, no post-match beatdown. So, yeah, it was a little strange. Mm-hmm. It felt like usually in something – now, I'm glad it wasn't typical. I'm okay with that. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But I'm also glad it wasn't typical, because then it's like, oh, okay, you know, we always see this ending. So it really does have a different feel going into this weekend, like, huh. It makes you think about who may come out on top.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So yeah, Christian Cage may have a false sense of security going into this weekend.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying. I think the way they've ended this show has made everyone sit back and say, oh, okay, how's Victory Road going to turn out here? Because, you know, I'm pretty sure that anyone who's watched wrestling for years and years and years, like most of the guys in the chat, we'll say the same thing. You know, it's an ending where you just don't know where this is going to lead, because it's not what you would expect an ending to be, leading into, you know, a big special like Victory Road. I know it's not a pay-per-view, but it's still a big 3-hour event.
Yeah. And so yeah, let's and not necessarily do predictions, because it's getting late, especially for someone from across the pond. Let's take a moment before we wrap things up here. Let's go over the card. And by all means, folks, you can leave your predictions in the chat and or let us know what you are most excited for this weekend. So we've got an updated card here. Let me just quick refresh the page, make sure it is 100% updated. We've got, let's start at the bottom and go to the top, shall we? We've got the three-way. thank you, Oreo, for just running me over again. Steve Macklin. I'm not used to calling him Steve. That caught me by surprise there. Macklin versus TJP versus Petey Williams. That is going to be a lot of fun. I could see that one kicking off the show. Tennille Dashwood with Madison Rain and Caleb with a K. They forgot that. And I also forgot the neck brace in the picture. Jiminy Christmas. Versus Taylor Wilde with Jordan Grace and Rachel Ellery.
Are we predicting these?
No, we're just running down the card, because I know it's late. It's late for everyone. It's all good. I may do predictions tomorrow over on STP. We'll see. Rohit Raju with Shira versus Matt Cardona. No DQ match. Doesn't say that here, but it is. or at least it doesn't say on the card itself. It says it in the paragraph below. The Impact World Tag Team Championships on the line. The Good Brothers defending, excuse me, against Rich Swann and Willie Mack. Knockouts Tag Team Titles. Decay defending and are just trying to steal them back, if you will, against Tasha Steeles and Savannah Evans. We got Bullet Club Bebe in the His House. Hikolo making his in-ring debut with Chris Bay versus Finn Juice. Can't wait for that one. Moose and Morrissey against Eddie Edwards and Sammy Callahan. The X Division. Jiminy Christmas. Yeah, it's time to go. Josh Alexander defending his X Division championship against Chris Sabin. Possible match of the night. Just throwing it out there. Christian Cage, last but certainly not least, defending his Impact World Championship against who could become possibly the youngest Impact World Champion ever. Ace Austin. Absolutely a can't miss main event and the whole card. Oh, hey, and Oreo, of course, has to throw her two cents in there as well. She is very excited. She will be front row sitting in my lap watching this one the whole night. And I don't know who's all going to be up for this, but I'm going to do my best to do a live reaction to this because I got a feeling this is going to be better than expected. So anyone from our crew is more than welcome to jump in on that. We'll do some predictions tomorrow over on STP and then the watch along for this great show and then a review following. Any final thoughts, Alicia? And then we'll go to Bison.
No, other than I just thought it was a pretty good lead up, you know, good going home show for the upcoming pay-per-view. So, yeah, hopefully everyone's excited to see what's going on this weekend.
Yeah, this one, they certainly seem to cover all the bases. Bison?
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be, I think the show was solid. Again, another good go home show. I think we had a couple of sort of kind of not so good ones recently, but then I think the last two have been really good leading into, you know, the specials. I've really enjoyed them. I think this one is good, and it's kind of like you said, the way it's ended has really left it open to think, Christ, is something, you know, are we going to get some shocks at Victory Road that we weren't expecting? I agree that the match of the night will be Josh Alexander versus Chris Sabin. That's going to be an incredible match. And I also think that the Eddie and Sammy teaming together is going to be a great match as well. So, I'm excited. I will be watching. I probably won't join the watch along because, as I said before, I like to watch the show rather than.
That's fine. I completely understand that. With whatever. I mean, it's during the weekend, so you never know who's got what's going on.
You never know.
So, I'm really excited for this. It's been a crazy world of wrestling. It's almost hard to keep track of everything going on. But this weekend should be a ton of fun for wherever you're watching it, on Impact Plus or on the new Impact Insiders over on YouTube. So yeah, really looking forward to that.
If you're in the UK, guys, that is the way to watch. I'll tell you.
On YouTube?
Yes. Without okay. Break. Yeah. Because on Impact Plus it doesn't air until 3 a.m. So there's nothing wrong with that, you know, but if you want to watch it almost in real time, you're not far because it pretty much ends together. We just have to wait that half an hour or so, or 25 minutes, half hour to get the adverts out of the way. But it's been great. I'm so happy that they've gone onto YouTube, I must admit. But there you go. That's just my opinion. I know a lot of people like the Twitch, but for me, it's better on YouTube Insider.
You mean no commercials?
Yeah, I hear you there.
Yeah.
So all right. Yeah, and if you're watching this on replay, folks, let us know in the comments below what you think is going to happen this weekend. What are you most looking forward to? Give us your predictions. And you'll get my predictions tomorrow over on Smash This Podcast. We'll run down the whole card and any updates that we get from Impact, as well as any last-minute surprises going into the weekend for Knockouts, Knockdown as well. Can't wait for that. Hopefully we don't get too many spoilers, but we'll see. We'll have to keep an eye out for that. So thanks again. Let's go over where we can find you folks, and we'll head on out. Alicia, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter under the handle Alicia B. Kiki. I'm also on Discord too, but I just lurk.
Yes, and that was a great, because I know I would have forgotten that. Thank you. Please go check out the TNI Discord. That is in the description below, that invite. We have some great conversations going on there. We have stuff from the gentleman from the UK, stuff from, if you're not talking about Impact, there's other sports, there's other wrestling companies. You can have a comfortable conversation. No hate in there. You could jump in whatever channel on there you want and talk about so many different subjects. So, yeah, please go check out the Discord. There's a great amount of chatters in there. So, yeah. All right. Bison, where can they find you?
Well, you can find me over on the Twitter box at LordBison45. You can also find me every Wednesday, 6 p.m. UK, 12 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, on that other show, Impacted. You know, we have great guests coming in. We don't have them every week, but we do our best. You also might get to see the fantastic daughter of Bison, the hashtag Boomer Bison. She pops in occasionally. So if you want to see her and you're a big fan of the Boomer Bison, then make sure you check her out.
I got to say, what a little pro she is.
She's my mini me. She's beautiful. I'm just so glad she didn't get my looks. That's the main thing.
You're a handsome beefalo, but I hear what you're saying.
Gorgeous girl. So, make sure you check that out every Wednesday. Yeah, that's pretty much where you can find me. Don't forget also to follow the other TNI UK guys as well. That's at Simply Steve. And, of course, don't forget Big Bad from the Void, Joker. You know, he's very popular as well, and he does a lot of, same with Steve, they do a lot of articles on WrestleBuddy.com. They're very, very knowledgeable when it comes to Impact Wrestling. So definitely worth checking those guys out. But there you go. Yeah, that's where you can find me, guys. And thanks ever so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, folks, if you haven't checked out Team TNI UK midweek, please take some time out of your schedule to go check them out. This group of guys has absolutely evolved for the better over the course of the last year plus. It's a pleasure working with them every chance I get. So, yeah, please go check them out. Go give them some love on the YouTube and or Twitch or on audio. Speaking of audio, the audio is all over the place. You can find it on SoundCloud, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your audio. And, of course, here on YouTube and Twitch every week. So many shows. Let's run down the schedule real quick. So, like, today we had the live reaction and review. And on the weekends, and then on Sunday, you get your Sunday dinner for the Patreons. Again, thank you to all our lovely Patreons. You get the Sunday dinner over then on Tuesday for the throwback, the Time Machine Tuesday. We cover the NWA TNA shows from almost 20 years ago. We're on number 87, I want to say, coming up. Coming up on, we're in 2004 now. So, it's an amazing time in the company. So many surprises each week. You never know. It's almost like it is now, just, you know, so many years ago. You never know who's going to show up and when. So it's great to see that comparison there. And then Wednesday then, join the team TNI UK midday here in the States, and of course later at night over in the UK. And they cover all things Impact Wrestling news, previews, reviews, all that good stuff, along with some great guests. not a comment out of you, Bison. You shut up about my cat.
Quit playing with your pussy, J-Bone.
Oh, damn. There. Well, now that came from Alicia that time. All right. So PG is out the window. All right. Thanks for joining, folks.
Don't forget, rest in tees.
Oh, yes. All those links for the merch, the two merch sites, are in the description. You can find the Pro Wrestling Tees for all the T-shirts. Anything besides T-shirts, mugs, phone cases. Keep an eye out on the Spreadshirt shop. I'm going to be updating that real soon, involving new merch and all your fall wear, like long sleeve shirts, hoodies, all that stuff is going to be coming up real soon. So keep an eye out for that, along with all the sales. I believe there is a sale going on right now. Don't ask me which one it is, because damn, I'm tired. Let's get out of here, folks. Much love, everyone. But please go check out all the links in the description, and go give those some love. Go check out the merch and the audio wherever you can find your audio, and all the other links down there. So much love, everyone. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow over on Smash This Podcast for predictions and everything else that goes on in the wrestling world. Dear God, let's get out of here. Good night. Love you. See you.
Take care, guys.